Come on, reverence to God like you know him. Hallelujah. The Bible reads in Matthew 12:28. Then one of the scribes came, having heard them reason together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" Jesus answered him, "The first of all commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength."
Yes, yes, yes.
This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. I want to speak a subject from you this morning to you this morning on loving God His way. Thank you. No reason why I didn't get a whole lot of amens, simply because you want to do it your way. There's something about loving God His way. A young man named Percy Slade said, "When a man loves a woman,"
look out now, look out.
He said, "he can't keep his mind on nothing else. He trades the world for the good thing he's found." Somebody over there walking ahead of me. Now, if I say something like, "What does Zechariah 7:3 says?" Also in Percy Slade said, now I have to quote this thing right because somebody know it. It says, "Sleep out in the rain if she said that's the way it ought to be." So here we have in this scenario, in this love song,
yes,
to give us illustration on how a woman desires to be loved.
Come on now.
Can't keep his mind on nothing else. He loved her so much, he wakes up with his mind on her. He trades the world for the good thing he's found. This is when a man,
yes,
loves
on,
a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
We all have our expressions and our of our God, just how much we love him. But have you ever given thought to this morning what he has to say about the matter?
Come on now.
It is our prayer this morning that we are able to get across that. What does the Father say about the expression toward him? How do he desires to be loved? Only God knows and sees the decline in the reverence toward him. How many of you understand this morning, love grows. It doesn't decline. The preacher said this morning, somebody need to be excited about God. And he said in his word, forsake yourself. And the things that we got to understand, if you love the Lord enough, you will forsake yourself to reverence him. But see, many times we are being so self-driven that if it's not suitable to us, we don't think it's worthy. But somebody in understanding the word say, when you think of the goodness of God and all that the Lord has already done, see, it should bring us back to the point and understanding, how much do I really love God? See, a lot of folks seem to think that just saying I love the Lord mean enough, but how many know your actions goes further than anything that comes out of your lips? Well, we're going to see and study, hopefully, in this word today that we understand that sometimes we say something and don't match up with who we are.
Come on, Pastor.
In fact, the Bible says in Revelation 2:4, nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Oh, somebody know what I'm talking about when you first fell in love.
Come on now.
Oh, used to gaze in each other's eyes.
Woo! Yes,
sir. Oh, I know I got a witness in here. You couldn't hold a hand long enough. You squeeze it a little tighter. And when you think of it, it brings a smile to your face. But how many know that? I don't know about you, but all the love that a woman can offer me is not come closer to what my God has already done for me. My first love brought me out a whole bunch of stuff. Gave me a new name and gave me a new residence. Now that when I think of him, I want to know, Lord, how can I love you the way that's suitable to loving you?
Amen.
These questions this morning, I'm going to ask them about, and I don't expect a jump shout commercial. I don't expect a jump shout congregation. I don't expect for people to just jump up and cry hallelujah, but I do expect for you to think about it. Think about it. Well, many of us remember, therefore, when the days come when the Bible says we have fallen and we must learn how to repent and do the first work, he says.
Yes, yes.
Or else I will come quickly, the Bible said. The Lord said he'll come quickly. He'll come quickly and remove the lampstand from his place unless you repent. See, that's the love that God has for us, that he's constantly giving us another chance. I'm going to have to talk with my musician. He seemed to have some way to go every Sunday morning. You go to the bathroom before we start worship. Grown people now. I ain't fussing. I'm just telling you like I feel. But see, I love the Lord enough to know. And you should love the Lord enough to know, to respect him as for who he is. He's God. There is none like him. Anybody know anything about the Bible and what the Bible says about our God? Our God looked beyond all of our faults and still love us anyway. Unlike a man with a woman, when her hair begin to fall out. Come on, somebody. Her shape is not what it used to be. She don't move like she used to. She's not driven like she used to be. But the Bible lets us know that God's love never fails. It's always the same. Anybody in here know that God's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore? Anybody know God has to be the constant God? He woke you up not only years ago, but he woke you up again this morning. He didn't forget about you. That's the love of our God, the refresher. This morning, I want to remind somebody, crystal clear, that make it understand to you. Let's not forget from whence we've come.
Yes, yes.
This is not the time to lose sight of, somebody said this morning in our devotion, this is not the time to lose sight of our prize.
Amen, amen.
This is not the time to lose sight of your reverence to our God and your devotion to him. This is not time to drop your loyalty and just nonchalantly feel like I've been to church. But how many know that when you begin to establish your relationship with God, it gets deeper.
Yeah.
It gets deeper. Anybody been in trouble and know that you need the Lord in the depths of your trouble? I don't know. There might be some sick folk in here that you remember in the depths of your sickness that the Lord came down there with you and brought you out of that mess. Anybody know what I'm talking about? When folk talked about you and scandalized you and called you all manner of things, but the Lord still was faithful and he said, I love you, even in spite of what others have to say. Isn't that an awesome God that we serve? Isn't that the God that we think about when we think about all the goodness of him? See, what I'm seeing is a decline. And see, folks seem to think that God has given you walking tickets because you've got age. That you excused because you've grown older. But as long as you can move your pinky, you ought to have a pinky praise. Oh, y'all ain't following me here? See, you can't jump like you used to, but you still can work your pinky. And what I'm talking about, if you can't jump up like you used to, you still can wave your hand. because your knees bothering you now. And you can't stand like you, but you thank God your shoulder's working all right. And even when one shoulder hurt, thank be to God, I got two shoulders. So my other one worked. I'm still going to praise him because I know how good my God is. I know how to love him because he loved me before I even loved myself. 1st when I'm talking to the Lord about this, I'm hearing from God that we are spending more energy and more passion on things that don't amount to nothing in the church. We rather talk about people than talk about God. And I'm not talking about in a good way. Hallelujah. We can find fault in one another, but we can't see ourselves in our shortcomings because we all got them. The Bible simply let us know we all fall short. And does anybody in here feel like they're above falling short? See, if I hadn't to fall short, the grace of God wouldn't be able to keep me. If I'm already perfect, God said, what you need me for? But I thank God because I fall short. And I know I fall short. So I look to the one who's able to keep me where I need to be. Y'all following me here? Somebody in this building know what I'm talking about because everybody else done cut you down. Everybody else didn't say you wasn't going to make it. But the Lord that you served, he said, rise up. You will count on. You will be accounted for. You are somebody. In his earthly preaching, I read this, and I said, Lord, let me include this in this word this morning. It's nothing fancy about it. It's just Jesus preaching. I just want you to listen to me. I didn't even put it on the screen. I want you to, then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit. Listen to what Jesus is saying now. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek. Listen to this. For they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I had to stop there. Because now listen, saints of God, many of you just like me, you don't know, but we got filthy hearts.
Come on, boy.
And the only thing can purify our heart is the word of God. Only thing can set us and get our heart in order. That's why David said, clean me on the inside first. Purify my heart. Purge me. Get all that stuff out of me. How many know that sometimes, saints of God, I'm talking to church folk now, sometimes you got to understand something. The devil will try to get inside of you and make a mess out of stuff just because somebody treated you wrong, said something wrong. But the Bible said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I don't know about you this morning, but I want to see him face to face. I want to see my God. I don't want to go through the formalities down here and miss out on heaven. I want a clean heart. I want to be like Jesus said he wants me to be. For they shall see God. It says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Peacemakers, not rebel rousers. Always starting something. What they say. This is what they told me. Hallelujah, somebody. When you begin to do that, all you're doing is putting a little bit more fuel on the flame. How many know you can let that thing go? I like to tell people, now you got to tell me something. I might be just slow like this, but who is they? Them. Who is them? Y'all know the story. Y'all have heard it before. You know them. That's what they tell me. Well, who told you? Come on, help me out here. But only to understand that we use that slang and that myth to just get some things across that we want to get across. Are y'all letting me preach here? The Bible says, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For there is the kingdom of heaven. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Help us, Lord.
Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kind of evil against you falsely for my name, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Anybody in here know that you can be happy in spite of? I don't care what the conditions are. People say you need to be crying and folding your hands and throwing in the towel, but you can say, I got the love and I got the joy of the Lord in my heart. I got joy, unspeakable joy. Anybody know what I'm talking about? They say, well, what you happy about? I don't know it all, but I know one thing. I'm just happy. If it ain't nothing else, I'm glad to be here. If it ain't nothing else, I'm glad to see you here. Come on and praise the Lord, somebody. Are you glad to be here? Are you happy to see other people here? Oh, you ain't got enough happiness in the world. Believers got to learn to be happy. Be rejoiced for hallelujah. What are you smiling about? I don't know. Just feel all right. You still got that heart condition? Yeah, I still got it. But I'm happy. Why? The Lord is good. And then we got the thing we're saying, the Lord is good all the time. How many know that if the Lord is good, you ought to show some signs? Every now and then, you ought to have something on your countenance to let others know that, listen, my God is an awesome God. I've been through the storm and I've been through the rain. I've been through darkness and difficult times. Oh, hallelujah, but I still got joy in the midst of all that I've been through. My God has not stolen my joy. The devil can't rob me because he didn't give it to me. I got to love God like he wants me to love him. The Bible goes on and say, rejoice, be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Sometimes you have to just let folk know. If you don't know it, just know it yourself. That all this hellacious stuff I'm going through, there's a great reward that I'm going to receive.
Yes, sir.
Jesus knows how important it is to let his followers know what God has to say about any given matter. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're faced with, whatever your conditions are, God has a word for it.
Yes.
So our text this morning, Jesus was approached in this manner. One of the scribes, some versions might say a lawyer, some might say a scholar, came and having heard them reason together, perceived that he had the answers then. Well, Jesus knew the answer, but they wanted to trick him. Trying to trick him. Have you ever seen anybody who got a little bit of word now and feel like they know it all?
Look out.
They didn't learn John 3:16, so they own now.
Yes, sir. You
can't tell me nothing. I got this together. Well, let me just warn you of one thing. You cannot overtake Jesus because he is the word. The Bible said the word became flesh and dwelled among us. So anytime you're trying to cross up Jesus in the word, you simply are going up a wrong tree. I want you to understand something. This question was loaded with a hidden agenda. You know when you got people like that, but God in his infinite wisdom, first of all, talked about the commandment. First thing he said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord, is one. There is only one God. There is only one God. And as believers, we have to make up our mind and our resolution within ourselves to say there is only one God that I serve. And he is the God of Israel. Now many folk tend to say, well, why Israel? Because that's what he says in the word. He is the God of Israel. Now watch this. It said, here is the first principle of faith and disobedience and obedience. This is the first principle. You first got to believe that there is one God. Are y'all following me? You first got to believe that there is, I'm going to preach by myself. This is the principle first of faith and obedience. You got to know who God is for yourself. You can't expect for somebody else to build your faith and operate on your obedience, and you're not doing it yourself. You got to first believe that he is God, and I believe that my faith is built on that, and my obedience and my livelihood is following what God has to say. I'm going to make it together, hopefully get it together for you. First and foremost, you got to believe that he is who he say he is. The Bible says he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek after him. Now, let's stop there. If you love God, ask yourself this question. I'm going to give you a series of questions all day. How much do you seek him? You remember I talked about, first of all, this morning, we talked about in this presentation this morning, how much have you declined? When you first came to the Lord, you was excited. You ran to him. You ran to him. You want to know more about him. You wanted to cling to him. You wanted to understand who this God is. But as time progresses and things move on, how many know that there are things that come in your life to slow you up? Once you ran to him, now you can barely get a walk. And some folk are crawling. And some folk are at a standstill. They're not diligently seeking God. Why? If you're not seeking God, you don't know how to love him. For those of us who've been married for over a period of years, Jermaine, Jatrell, y'all ain't there yet, I'm sorry. You know, but at least after 5 years, you know each other. You begin to know each other. Amen. She know you crazy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
She ain't even got to tell you no more. She know it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when she hears stuff, she say, like, you know, now, I don't surprise me. He crazy.
Yes, sir.
All his people crazy.
You know.
That ain't no surprise to nobody. She ain't just start being crazy.
Yes, sir.
I suspected the first year, but now I know. And then some of us know she's sweet. She's sweet. She's always been sweet. And she's sweet. And see, brothers, see, y'all got to help me here. That's how you got to say it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know the deal. But you say,
right.
She's sweet.
Right.
Can I help these young brothers? Ain't many or many, but let me help us out. Look here, you say things to keep peace. I prefer peace myself. Now, sometimes folk like, I'm going to speak my mind, but if I speak my mind, things ain't going to always work out like I want it. So I'm just going to say what I think going to keep peace, and she's sweet. Hallelujah. I'm sticking to that story. Ain't nobody going to change it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Listen, I wish I had a few brothers in here. You know you can't say what you want to say. You know that for yourself. Y'all got me standing up here by myself like I'm by myself. You know sometimes you just say, uh-huh, yeah, honey, you right. You know that? You told me that. I remember when you told me. Come on, brothers, and say amen.
Amen.
But you get to know each other. And even in the midst of your disagreements and hardship, you still come back to each other. Am I telling something here that makes sense for somebody who know how to reestablish relationship? You can't base it off one thing going wrong. My relationship with the Lord, I don't always get what I want, but I get what I need. Anybody happy about that? See, the Lord, he said, I will give you some of the desire. But how many know that the Lord knows what's best for each one of us? Not just to mention that our lives need to be in conjunction with his word. Learn how to talk Jesus talk. The Bible says like this, I will bless the Lord. At all time, his praise shall do what?
Continually.
That's letting God know that, listen, in spite of this, Lord, you're still worthy. In spite of that, Lord, I'm still going to praise you. In spite of what I'm going through, Lord, I know you are worthy and you're the God of all salvation. God, I want you to know that I'm up, I'm down right now. But even in the midst of my trying hard times, I still got strength to give you a little bit of praise. I don't know what my next situation going to be, but I'm praising because I know who hands I'm in. Oh, y'all ain't following me here. See, a lot of times you got to know who holds you in your hand. I know somebody ought to help me to understand, as long as I'm in the hands of the Lord, I got a chance to overcome anything that the devil tried to bring my way. And I say, Lord, if I stay in your care, and in your care, everything is going to work out for the good. Even with tears in my eyes, Lord, I thank you. Anybody had to cry and praise God at the same time? Anybody know anything about, Lord, I feel bad and I feel down and my body is weak, but Lord, I give your name the glory. I will praise you when I get up. I'll praise you when I get down. I'll praise you with my going and my coming. I'll praise you with nothing. I'll praise you with all that I have. To your name gives all the glory. The Bible says in Habakkuk 2:4, behold the proud. His soul is not upright in him. But the just shall live by faith. When you can't even feel it, you still by faith you love him. When you listen, I was going through this thing. You know how your mind wanders from one thing. I was saying, we're talking about in our characteristic traits in our classes, and it came about trust. And I say, how much do I trust God with my life? How much do I trust God with my life? I trust God enough with my life that I can sleep at night. Yes. See, somebody ain't get that. Some folk have trouble sleeping. And some folk not only have trouble sleeping, they have trouble sleeping with the person that's sleeping beside them. Some folk got to wonder, is my alarm clock, is my alarm on my house? I can't sleep. I got to get up and check my alarm. I wonder, did I lock my car? I wonder, did I do this or do that? But how many know that when you trust the Lord, when you put your trust in him, how many know he'll keep you in perfect peace? You can go to bed and sleep at night. Get up in the morning and say, Lord, I thank you. I don't know what happened through the night, but I know one thing. You put me down and you enabled me to get up. Do I have a witness in here? And see, some of us are at the stage in our life where you know that, listen, you don't be surprised you got up, but the expectation that God can do it. So when it happened, you just say, Lord, you did it. You're doing it over and over again. You did it when I was 2 years old. You did it when I was 22 years old, 32. Come on, help somebody. All this time, Lord, you keep on doing over and over again. But God said, I want you to love me that way. Are you consistent in your walk with God? You ask yourself, are you consistent? Can the Lord depend on you? And Lord, we can pull excuses from anywhere. Look out. And it makes God out of a liar. Praise him. He is my all in all. He is my helper and my strength. Prove it. God is saying, prove it. Prove me that I'm your helper. You said I got you up this morning, but why you wasn't here to reverence me?
Look out now. Look out.
What was so important in me this day? Now, I ain't talking about tomorrow because we're talking about this day. What was so important that you couldn't love me the way I want to be loved this day? What else came in the way that you couldn't be consistent with me on the day that we call the Lord's Day? Yeah. On somebody's birthday, you showed them reverence. You brought to them. You gave to them. You did all these things on their behalf. You prepared for them. But on my day, a hush came over the place. Do you reverence him and devotion in devotion with devotion? Are you loyal with your commitments to me? That's what God is asking. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 12:24, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you. If you don't go anyplace else, you just got to consider what the Lord has done for you. And it will bring you to a place of reverence and devotion. to know that, Lord, I will look to the hills, which cometh all my help. And I know that all my help come from you and you alone. Listen, my brothers and sisters, if you don't get anything else, you let the Lord know, I love you to rebuke my body. I rebuke anything that's not anything that tried to hinder me from loving God like he wants to be loved. I rebuke it right now by the blood of Jesus Christ. Rise up, body, and do which is right by our God. Hallelujah, somebody. Somebody in this building know what I'm trying to teach here to make you understand that God has expectation on his people. Don't ever go around thinking that you can put expectations on God, and God don't have something in return that he looks from you, because he made an investment in us. Amen. What investment was that? He sent his son to die for us. He allowed his spirit to dwell in us. So now what you have to ask yourself is this very just common, very, 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 very simple question. What's in me? Why am I not driven to love the Lord like Persis Lee loved this woman? I should ask somebody to just go ahead and quote it for me. Because, see, when a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. But can we tell the devil that when I love my God, yes, sir. I keep my mind on him. So I'm not defeated going in any kind of situation. Because greater is he that lives in me than he that lives in the world. Somebody ought to be getting happy to understand that I'm not defeated. I don't have a defeated spirit. The spirit that's in me is victorious, because great is he that lives in me. He trades the world for the good thing he's found. I don't know about you, but I didn't find him, but he found me. And every time I think about it, I say, Lord, you did a good thing. You did a good thing for me. Hallelujah. How many of you realize that where you was when the Lord found you? I don't know what your condition was, but I was in a bad state of me. I was in a bad state. I wasn't fit to live, and I was too mean to die. I was cruddy and crushed up and messed up and didn't have no charge and no have no direct, but something the Lord did for me. I don't know about your situation this morning, but I can thank God that one day he brought me up out of the muck and mire. He brought me up out of the darkness. He brought me up out of the life of sin. And now that I know who I am, I keep looking to him and say, Lord, strengthen me day by day. Give me a heart to love you. Give me a heart to do your will. Give me a heart to love my enemy. Give me a heart to look beyond everybody's fault. Give me a heart to keep my mind on him. Is anybody in this room happy to know that God gave you a clean heart, a better way of living, and now you got joy, unspeakable joy? Is anybody in here going to praise God with me? I don't care about what you came to do, but I know who God is and what he done for me. I'm going to break this thing down a little bit, because it's too much to do one thing, one time. The first thing he said, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. He didn't stop there. Now this is how God telling us to love him now, with all your heart. And the next thing he said, which we'll start on next time, and you shall love, and with all your heart, he said, with all your, and with all your soul. This is how God wants us to love him. God don't want you to have this, just, Lord help us. Some of us treat God any kind of way. We know God's in charge of every hour in a day. He's in control of that. But he gives us the liberty to manage it. But look what we do to God. We come and we're nonchalant in our coming. No devotion, no reverence, no appreciation of who we take life so for granted. But let me tell you something. You get down. You get anybody ever been in a down state? How many know that your praise heightens the lower you get? Oh, bless Jesus. I don't know about you, but sometimes God have to lay you on your back to be able to look up and say all your help come from up there.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes he have to bring you down in order to lift you back up.
Hallelujah.
Because some people don't know how to be up and just praise God and just thank him for what you got. Just thank him for being here. Just thank him for being our God. Then he goes on to say, and we, like I said, we'll preach about this later. With all your mind, with all your mind, with all your strength. Somewhere I read in Revelation said, God said he admired that you had little strength, but you gave him back the little strength that he gave you. The little strength that you have, if you know God, you know it comes from him, and you give it back to him, the little strength. And what God does with a little strength, he increases it. I know I got somebody in here simply because many of us know how our beginnings were, and they were very small. But with small beginnings, we understood that, God, I'm thankful for the little. And then we watch God do the increase. Be faithful over the little things and watch God does the increase. Didn't have much, but what I had, Lord, I'm willing to offer it to you. But now when I got a lot, I just give you what I think you deserve. The subject, loving God, his way. Not your way, his way. And how you have to do that, many folk don't want to see this, that you have to learn of him.
Amen.
God don't, listen, God don't move on our emotions.
Praise him.
And as a culture of people, we seem to think the more emotional I am, the more I express my love to God. God loves you when your heart's in it and your devotion and your loyalty is towards him.
Praise him.
I'm finished.